Citizen number three is generally responsible for the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lezer Ruvein Ben Yitzchak Halevi. We are up to learning about Tachanun, one of the most neglected, underappreciated, undervalued parts of Tefillah. Ironic, again, we're learning it now while we continue to omit Tachanun. The fact that we omit it is only because this time, Isru Chag today, some have a minhag deeper into Sivan, but the themes of Tachanun, which are justice, judgment, and Hashem exacting accountability, are inconsistent with the joy of this time. As we mentioned, that's why Tachanun is omitted in both settings that are extreme opposites. One, a source of simcha, the days on the calendar that are days of happiness and joy, forbidden to give a eulogy, forbidden for saying Tachanun. But also in the house of Avelus, in a mourner's home, where the person is himself or herself suffering loss, and they feel like they are the, so to say, victim of divine judgment, it would be inappropriate, it'd be harsh, almost cruel to say Tachanun. Tachanun is omitted in a base Avel as well. So we mentioned the origins of Tachanun, that our tefillah should not only be Keva, but Tachanunim, and therefore going back to Tanoim Amoraim, really going all the way back to Sefer Shmuel, Sefer Daniel, the psukim of Tachanunim, the fluid, original, creative, personal tefillah that later became codified in the psukim that we use, primarily a parak of Tehillim, but Monday and Thursday, that more expanded anthology, that collection. The tour quotes, and as well as others, Monday and Thursday are auspicious days. They're Yemei Ratzon. They're days that are of greater significance. And we feel Hashem's presence even more, and with it, His judgment. And that's why we expand and dwell on Tachanun even more elaborately than we do on the other days. And those days, Monday and Thursday, what we call the long Tachanun, is an anthology, a collection of psukim from all over. Others say Monday and Thursday. Those are days of Jewish gathering, Jewish collection, like the Mishnah is the beginning of Megillah. Those are days that the Beis Din would meet, those days of the marketplace, those are the days that the Torah is read, and since those are already designated as more significant days, we say the longer Tachanun those days as well. So we left off last time, I mentioned that Rav Schechter holds, at least for himself, that the pace of most of our Minyanim today, it's almost impossible to say long Tachanun in the time that's allotted, or the time that's given, taken. And so he chooses to divide the long Tachanun in three, and rotate Monday, Thursday, Monday, different sections of long Tachanun. He references us to a kolbo. Dr. Oppenheimer, thank you for sharing it with me. Rav Schechter references the kolbo, where those stops are. If a person wants to follow Rav Schechter's example, to say less with more, less text with more kavana, and in fact divide it, Monday, Thursday, Monday, tomorrow's Monday. For many, it's a legal holiday. You're not going to work. No excuse not to say the whole long Tachanun, but we're not saying long Tachanun tomorrow. I guess you'll have to wait. But whenever we resume, so the Kolbo writes the following: B'sheni v'chamisha achar shmona esrei nagu b'chol mekomos Yisrael laharbos b'tfilah v'tachanun Monday and Thursday after the Amida, we dwell on Tachanun. Shebeis din shalmala v'shalmata shavim. Because since the Beis Din Shalmata meets that day, Monday and Thursday is when the Beis Din would meet, it's when it convenes. The Beis Din Shalmala, the heavenly court also. Hem yimei rachamim. And these are auspicious days. Pasuk in Yishai dirshu Hashem b'yimatzo. These are the days that Hashem is more readily found when His Beis Din is meeting Monday and Thursday. So therefore, v'omer v'hurachem, v'alacham tam takanos v'hurachem, and then the Kolbo quotes in the 14th century a tradition of a reason where this long Tachanun came from. What is its origin to say it? And he says the following: Uvdava besvinta diyodai da'asa migalusa diyushalayim la'asra da'vetamen agmuna amar lehem minayin amason. There's a story of a boat. After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a boat of Jews who were running away to not be captured and subject to the cruel edicts of the Agmuna. And he said, "Who are you?" Amar lei, "Me amadi yodai." We're Yidden, we're Jews. Amar lahon im yodai asan bina leminsa yaschon kama deminsa chanani mishal v'azarya. We're going asan nora yikinta. If you're Jews, let's see a miracle happen for you. I'm going to throw you into the fiery furnace, just like Nebuchadnezzar cast Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into a fiery furnace because they refused to worship idols. So if you're Jews, you identify as Jews, let's see if you can also overcome, the miracle will happen for you. Amru lei, hav lana zman t'lasan yomim. So they made an appeal. They said, give us 30 days to figure it out, 30 days to be worthy of tshuva, 30 days to merit a miracle. Yav lana zman, he gave them the time. Yasu b'tani say v'chol yomim an d'chazu b'chol neyon. So they sat in fast, They fasted for those 30 days. And each of those days, one of the older Jews dreamt of a pasuk. And in that pasuk, for lack of time, I'll read the rest to you in the translation. Each of those 30 days, they would sit and they would fast for their fate. And they would have a dream of a pasuk, the word ki twice and the word lo three times. But he couldn't remember what was the pasuk. What pasuk has the word ki twice and lo three times? And then he remembered. The elder realized the pasuk. Ki savor b'mayim mitocha ani. And v'naharos lo yishtafchu. Ki selech b'ma'esh lo sikave. V'lahava lo sivar bach. I'll be with you when you pass through water. The waters will not overcome you. And when you pass through the fire, you won't be singed. The flame is not going to burn you. So he declared that was a sign, a simim min hashamayim. It was a sign that just that they've been saved from sea, they've been on this boat, so too they'll be saved from the fire. The end of the 30 days, this evil, wicked ruler ordered that a huge fire be built, be lit, and the old man entered first. And the fire at that moment, this is the tradition from the Kolbo in the 14th century, the fire separated into three sections, and three tzaddikim appeared. The first began to recite a tefillah, beginning with the words of Hurachum, ending with Melech Chanun Verachum Ata, which is the first three paragraphs in our version of the long Tachanun. Second tzaddik added another prayer, Ana Melech Chanun Verachum, ending with Melech Chanun Verachum Ata, which are the next two paragraphs in our long Tachanun. The third tzaddik completed it. The fire stayed split in three. No Jews were harmed. And therefore, this tefillah was recited by these tzaddikim. This Vahurachim, they authored the three sections. So this Kolbo is giving you the indication of where the natural breaks are within the long Tachanun. Again, the first break is after the first three paragraphs ending Melech Chanun Verachamata. The second break is again Melech Chanun Verachamata, two paragraphs later. And then the third section, that's how Rav Shechter chooses. Those who can keep up, Tavu Aleichem Bracha. Those who want to say less with more, that is where to break off the sections to do so.